It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making us sound like gossips.
I should have repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay. So I have some sad news to share. Former One Direction singer Liam Payne, died on Wednesday. He fell from his third floor balcony in Argentina. He was 31. He was seen behaving erratically and destroyed his laptop. Liam's record label had just shelved his next album. Only a few days ago, his ex-fiance Maya Henry was on a podcast saying that Liam was often predicting his own death.
He would always message me ever since we broke up, like, oh, I'm not well. He would always play with death and be like, well, I'm going to die. I'm not doing well. I know the lifestyle he lives, and there is a day where something bad is going to happen. So I would always be like, okay, he's saying these things. I have to help him, because if I don't, I will never be able to live with myself if something does happen to him.
Yeah, well, she's not going to be able to live with herself now. He actually is survived by his son, Bear, who is 7. Selena Gomez says she doesn't sleep in her bedroom anymore because she associates it with a really dark time in her life. She didn't want to leave her bed for years because of debilitating anxiety. Y'all, we got to get this whole mental health issue under control. Not even 1,000 miles can keep Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick from dancing together. They post lots of TikToks and other social media videos together, and they were having fun doing a little dance from separate locations. They've been married 36 years, and soon you'll be able to see them acting together on the big screen for the first time in 2 decades in the upcoming film Connaissance. It'll be interesting to see what that's about. After once having $50 million in the bank, Al Pacino found out in his 70s that he was broke. He blames a crooked accountant, and he says he did Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill for the money. Everybody did it for the money, dude. It wasn't for the Oscars. Zoe Saldana is gearing up for season 2 of Special Ops Lioness, a Paramount Plus show that she stars in and produces. And the actress's character, Jo, is a CIA operative who is also a mom.
It's entertaining a level of fear that she never had. You know, when you're young, you're absolutely fearless. You will go through, you know, great lengths to just try edgy things. And the moment you get older, and i.e. like you have children, you begin to accept your own mortality. You feel your mortality. And I think that that's where Jo is. And
it looks like a really interesting show. Season 2 of Special Ops Lioness hits Paramount Plus on October 27th. 78-year-old Liza Minnelli has some advice. Take care of your body because you might live longer than you expect to. And that plays right into the second episode of Matlock Reboot is about to come out, where Kathy Bates plays a lawyer named Madeline Maddie Matlock. And Kathy says before she got the script, she was considering stepping away from acting.
You know, I was thinking about maybe going into semi-retirement, and then all of a sudden I got this script and I thought, oh, wow, I've got to do it.
So she's 76 and says she didn't think an opportunity like this would happen. And she is actively working to fight ageism.
That was also a big deal for me about being invisible. There's so many women my age who really do feel invisible. And these years are difficult to hold that despair at bay to get through every day. And I think if I wasn't doing this show, I might feel the same way. Mm-hmm. But it's all changed overnight.
The second episode of Matlock, starring Kathy Bates, airs on CBS tonight at 8 p.m. Nicola Coughlin from Bridgerton finds it an insult to be considered a plus-size heroine. Y'all, she's just a heroine. And former Journey singer Steve Perry says he has so much music that's still yet to be heard. Y'all, he wrote so many of their great songs. And speaking of, the Eagles have added more 2025 tour dates. Well, that's fun.